Welcome back to another episode of Take Foul. We are coming to Monday, December 23rd, a couple days ahead of the big old Christmas Day games, the lines of the Christmas Day games have been out for a pretty long time, which has sort of been an interesting choice. But we have an annual tradition of crafting a Christmas miracle parlay, which, when did it hit? Like 2 years ago?
2021.
Yeah. It's hit every
year. No, 2022. It was part two. Yeah, we hit on part two.
Right. Not part right, because we chased, because someone let us down. I can't remember. Maybe it was like Embiid. Anyway, so this year, the NFL is encroaching on the NBA's sort of Christmas territory as well. But this is nothing new, I think, you know, like...
They did it last year, too.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did it last year, too? Oh, okay. Yeah. Is the Netflix thing the new thing this year?
That's all on Netflix.
Yeah. All right, well... so we'll see what these viewership numbers are. You know, you can check our previous episode for our discussion about NBA ratings going down and what it actually all means. But it'll be interesting to see kind of like where these games net out as well, because they're traditionally decently high viewership. So we always start in New York. At Madison Square Garden, where Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs are visiting the Knicks. The spread is Knicks -9. The money line is -390 for the Knicks, +310 for the Spurs. And the over-under is 225.5. Do think the Knicks probably just win this pretty comfortably. Although, you know, the Spurs are 15-13 in the more difficult conference this year. So there's nothing to you can shake your head. It's true. which is nothing to laugh at. I mean, the Timberwolves, who are also playing on Christmas, are under the Spurs right now at 14-13. So are the Suns, who are also playing on Christmas. So there's something there, you know. And so I think the -9, I would either go Knicks money line here or Spurs +9. But
yeah, I agree with you. I don't love the 8.5 points for the Knicks. They haven't playing really good ball recently. It just feels like a lot of points to cover. And honestly, they've been better on the road than at home. But with that being said, I do like the under in that game. Kind of will like the under in a lot of these games beyond the 225.5. I feel like first game of the day on Christmas, it has been gone under the past 5 seasons. So, yeah.
A little matinee. it is pretty... that's interesting. The Knicks... Oh, okay, never mind. I guess the Knicks did end up beating the Pelicans after they absolutely obliterated the Wolves. But it was looking dicey for a second, and then obviously Karl Towns had like a shit game against the Pelicans after dropping 30-20 on us. Okay, so let's... Ike, do you have any... What's your lean with this game?
Mike said under, and you said what?
I personally like the money line to add to the parlay. Traditionally, yeah, it's been a money line only parlay.
Yeah, but... if it's like a big parlay, I think the Knicks money line makes sense.
Okay.
Unders, you could do separately maybe, just because it's like even.
Fair enough.
Moving on to the Timberwolves at the Mavericks. I have a really hard time seeing the Timberwolves winning this game. I personally don't want to bet against my Wolves. Maybe it's one of those emotional hedge sort of situations that some people do. I'm not a fan of the emotional hedge.
Coward stuff.
But people do it.
This game's tough to put in a parlay because all the numbers are so even.
So close, yeah.
Like, everything's below, like, Dallas money line's minus 175.
Which take is an alt line.
Cool. Oh. I don't really know if I want to do lines necessarily.
Alt Timberwolves plus 10.
Do you have the odds on that? I mean,
I can get them.
Let's see. I have them up. Let's see.
All right, while you're doing that, I will say that is a tough game, I think, for the Wolves, because in the Western Conference, I think there's only one team better than the Mavs right now. Like, obviously, they're in fourth, but I think the Thunder are the only team I'd confidently say is the best team than the Mavs right now, in the 18-10. And obviously, not a great matchup for the Wolves. I think if you look at it on paper with who everyone has, and Luka's having another fantastic year. Quick question while you're looking that up also. Do we think Luka can win an MVP if he doesn't lead in points or assists this year? Like he's like third and fifth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he can?
I think so. Yeah, I think the Mavs have to. I think the Mavs have to be a top three seed. And finish dramatically above the Nuggets as well.
Shea would probably have to drop off a bit, and the Thunder would probably have to not win the West.
Is Shea really?
He might be betting favorite like right now, right?
He's second really? Favorite behind Jokic.
Oh, okay.
Luka's fourth, but I think they would give it to Luka over Giannis if it was like kind of a toss up. Giannis is third.
Yeah, that's true.
Not a single American in the mix, huh? How far we've fallen.
Jason Tatum's fifth. But yeah, he's big drop off after Luka.
I was listening to, this is a bit of a detour, but I was listening to a podcast where they're talking about the baller d'or. So like the, you know, best MVP basically. The best basketball player in the calendar year, right?
Is that a real thing?
No. So, okay. But it was just like a podcast exercise, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Yeah, I don't, you know. I mean, it was sort of interesting because it's like we did have the Olympics, but then. You know, if you went by kind of team success, then it would be Jason Tatum, right? But then Jason Tatum doesn't win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He doesn't win the Finals MVP.
Yeah, right now.
The regular season, he's been the best, you know? And then,
I don't know if he's the best. His team.
No, I know. So, So, like, and then in the Olympics, he got benched. Big time, and like didn't really contribute to that gold medal.
Yeah, you probably got to cross him off,
right? But then Jaylen Brown,
no,
might not have like the individual, accolades. Come on,
can't give it to the second best player on your team,
right? And then
who are you arguing for then? What are we talking about?
But then Jokic loses in the second round,
a bronze medal. Bronze medal,
yeah. Jokic. A bronze medal for Serbia means a lot. If Luka Modric won the Ballon d'Or because he got second place. Huh?
Silver.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, great. What's the name of that French dude? He was with Croatia.
French dude dunked on LeBron. Yeah, give it to
Gershon. Okay, give it to Gershon.
Jokic is the MVP favorite right now.
I think it is Jokic, but I also like the argument for Giannis, because it's funny where like it was a pretty monumental accomplishment to get Greece into the World Cup, beating out Luka and Slovenia.
Talking about Jose Alvarado,
and then and then also NBA Cup champion of the world.
No. That's like that happened this year. World Cup for soccer.
If you take out the first 10 games of the season, the Bucks might be arguably one of the best teams. What might be the best team actually in the NBA right now?
That's not like a thing you argue. That's just like
that's a good record. Point, Mike. okay, whatever. So I think I like the Mavs money line here, -188.
No fucking way I'm tossing that in though.
But I think that's a stay away, personally.
You could do a player props. I can't.
That's true.
Get into FanDuel.
Something really stupid and safe.
Yeah.
I'm just not seeing any props on here yet.
Yeah, I don't think they're out yet because they run those games today.
Right. Oh yeah. Another side note. They're playing Nuggets Suns tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that weird?
A little.
Like you're just. They're just. I mean, I understand it with like the. They're trying to, you know, minimize the back to backs and the travel and the schedule.
Who's home though?
But it's also like if you're promoting this fucking game, I assume it's just like a baseball series. They're just in Phoenix again.
No, they're in Denver tonight. Then they go to Phoenix.
Oh.
I guess they're close by.
But still, I don't know. It seems like a lot. Philly, Boston. The spread is -9.5. Boston. Boston is -430 money line. Philly's +340. The over under is at 221.5. I think.
Before we all Boston here, this is where we get into trouble, like put just tossing a money line Boston on when it's -430. That's terrible value to add on, and like that's going to be the one that fucking loses at -430. What is that really at?
Is that going to be
they're
the
winning
one
this
that
game?
Loses, though.
This is like a sure thing. You could do an alt spread.
Famous last words.
No.
This is a sure thing.
Mortgage on fucking Boston.
All right,
anyway.
All right, okay, all right.
Okay. Embiid's not playing, right? Paul George looks like a bag of chips. McCain out for the season.
Yeah, TikTok bitch is in the hospital.
Okay, leave him alone.
Okay. What's
your issue with Jared McCain?
Too far? TikTok bitch is in the hospital. Like,
what's your issue with Jared McCain?
Yeah, but what's
no,
your
no,
issue?
No, I have no issue.
Sounds like you have an issue.
You don't like that he likes to dance, enjoy his time?
Yeah, you don't like that he likes to express himself?
You have a little issue with men with nail polish, Ike?
Bad quarterbacks, for one.
Okay, no, we're not doing this.
Okay. no,
Caleb past five games, he has 10 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, averaging 275 yards. It's not his fault.
McCain is actually a loser, and I don't like his videos.
Okay.
So you ask, and the answer is no, I don't like him. I've seen probably 3 or 4, and
you don't like
no.
you don't like
no
them.
I don't like any
you
of
you don't
them.
Enjoy them. I kind of enjoy
no.
them.
No,
no. All right, moving on.
Ike hates effeminate
like
black
all.
Men. It's all right. It's whatever.
No, you know, I love TikTok generally. It's just
Ike
the effeminate
hates that
black
he
men
his
that
fingernails.
I hate. Yeah.
Ike hates black men that like to express themselves publicly. It's all right.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Ike hates black men that are comfortable with their masculinity.
Absolutely.
Okay. Lakers at Warriors. Lakers are plus 5, and the money line for the Warriors is minus 160. The Lakers are plus 160. Sorry, minus 190 for the Warriors, and then the over-under is 225.5. I'm for Lit Christmas here. Me personally. I think
money line.
I've seen some struggles from Golden State. Like even the game
Timberwolves ago against the Wolves. Completely fucking blow it. Yeah, they should have killed
like the Timberwolves didn't hit a shot. They're capped at 15 points for like
until like the second long, until the halfway through the second quarter. Yeah.
That was some of the most shocking defensive possessions I think I've seen.
Huh?
From your guys' rotational defense was.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, there were pockets of that, but also at the same time,
yeah, the Warriors Golden State
should have been up by 30 going into halftime, and then they weren't, and then it became a close game towards the end of it, and I think there's an element of like struggling with size, and I think Kerr has a little bit of there's some weird stuff going on with Jonathan Kuminga, if you've noticed, where there were a couple possessions in that Timberwolves game where there are people that are wide open and Kuminga just like takes a couple dribbles and takes a horrible mid-range shot over two.
I mean, the last like 2 weeks too, Steph Curry's looked like legit. Pretty poor.
Yeah.
He played really poorly last night. And then against the Wolves, he wasn't great. Then the game before that, he didn't make a shot.
Yeah, the Grizzly game I was going to talk about.
Right.
He wasn't great against the Wolves. Like, he was like a level. Like, if he had actually played well, like, that, again, would have been like.
Yeah, he woke up in the fourth quarter, I guess. That Grizzlies game. I don't know. I just think they struggle with size sometimes.
I mean, they lost by 50.
Yeah.
Like, holy
that
shit.
That one I don't even know. I also, I guess we haven't talked about this. Did you see the whole Draymond Green arc? Kind of like
before. With like and Zach during... Edey and stuff? Yeah. Or
so,
what?
Draymond Green goes on his podcast before the game and is like, Janky Taylor Jenkins is breeding softies over there, and that 7'3" dude is like soft as hell or whatever. And then proceeds to pull up to Memphis, go 0-4, and record zero stats of outside.
Start whining about box outs.
Yeah, whines about box outs.
Broken record from like one of the biggest hacks in the history. Like, just I can't stand that he has like this platform or that he gets to be like on. I don't know. It's just for the 100th time. Like, fucking someone tell Draymond to shut up and stop listening to him.
Yeah,
there are complaints to have about Zach Edey. Him being soft is absolutely not one of them. Like, it's like. His biggest concern in college was like that refs let him get away with too much fouling. Like, he's not like a soft player. He might be a little bit like clumsy, but I would not call him soft by any means.
No, I've never thought of Zach Edey as soft. I think, I don't know, maybe there's like a tallness bias with Draymond.
He would get like a ton of calls in college, so yeah. I think people didn't like that. But
yeah, no, I remember
that's not necessarily being soft.
I think, oh yeah. And then there was like an NBA record minus 42, for Draymond Green and under some sort of parameters of like for players that have like played over 10 minutes or something. So are you guys comfortable with, Lakers money line here, or would you rather go plus 5?
I kind of like it.
The Warriors.
I like the way LeBron's been playing since he's come back from his absence. Also,
right. We haven't talked about that either. I mean,
he's good.
He had to be in Germany, right?
What? Why?
Remember when he was like, "I'm going to go see the LeBron James of feet."
He
like a couple years ago. And he like went to Germany to go see the LeBron.
Oh, James the doctor.
Feet. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah. And so like
I know a bunch of people do that. I didn't know. Yeah.
But then why wouldn't they just say that he was doing? I don't like. Why was it so or so secretive of what was going on?
Because there's some weird shit going on in Germany, Mike. Okay. Like there's not. I doubt. You know how Kawhi was in Costa Rica. And over the off season,
no,
you don't know. You didn't see this. There's so this is good. So Kawhi Leonard's in Costa Rica, during the off season, and there's these like weird photos that circulate of him just sort of on the side of the street, and in sort of like a kind of crappy looking neighborhood in Costa Rica. And you know, the caption from whatever aggregator is like, Kawhi's living in Costa Rica, man. And it's like, well, does that look like it? Basically people found out that Costa Rica is like the world's epicenter of, like stem cell
therapy. What? And that's what they used to do in like Germany and stuff. Like that's what Kobe did.
Yeah, and so like it's illegal in the States, but and I assume probably illegal by league rules or whatever, but
I have a question about stem cells. So I'm not a bright guy when it comes to a lot of things. I know certain stuff about some things. Those come from that like stem cells you get from like aborted babies or no? Is that like
what? Am
I way off the mark there?
No.
No, way off the mark? All right. No, then why is it illegal? Then why would it be illegal? What's wrong?
Because it's just there's just not like regulation around it from like
the use of them?
From like the therapies that are being used. Yeah. That's
where do you
look? I read a Wikipedia thing. they're not. I know for a fact that stem cells or whatever don't come from aborted babies. Okay. I don't know what sort of like 4chan forum you're on. I don't understand it either. Okay.
Some of them are. I see. Embryonic stem cells, which
there you go.
Are used maybe differently. I don't know.
Anyway, LeBron has aborted babies injected into his ankle, and he will play well. God give him away. Let's move on. Nuggets, Suns. Nuggets are -2, and the money line is -136 for the Nuggets, +116 for the Suns. The over under is 234.5. Ike, who do you like here?
Los Nuggets.
Yeah, I think a simple, clean Nuggets money line here makes sense to me. I think they, I guess if it was, I think the Nuggets sort of own the Suns, and the Suns don't really have anyone that can guard Jokic, outside of fucking and you know whatever. Like Nurkic, the Nurkic Jokic thing is funny, but at this point, like, it's not just real. Sort of sad, yeah. And they also prefer to play with Plumlee these days anyway, because he does less less shooting, maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say what a horrible reflection on Nurkic, but
yeah,
he does less.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever Nurkic does.
He does less and sort of like is more happy to move the ball and set screens.
Get out of the way.
Instead of like clog up the middle and attempt threes or whatever Budenholzer has him doing there.
I think we just take whoever wins tonight.
Okay, I like that.
Just wait and just whoever wins tonight, we just put in.
Well, actually, I don't know about that because these baseball series, it's difficult to beat a team twice in a row or like three times in a row within like 4 days, as you clearly saw with the Timberwolves and the Warriors, for instance. Although the Trailblazers beat the Wolves two nights in a row, literally back to back, earlier in the season in Portland, which was terrible.
How'd Scoop play
in those games?
Yeah,
pretty decent. I think the second one he sort of carried them down the stretch. The big one was that Klingon was like going off and just blocking every single shot, and then Shaedon Sharpe had a good game as well. Although, I mean, I do think the Nuggets, the Suns are probably on an upward trajectory right now with KD coming back, and the Nuggets just lost a weird game to the Portland Trailblazers. A lot of Blazers talk.
they beat the Pelicans in overtime, though. Was it yesterday?
Right. Yeah, I was watching that. Hey,
yeah.
But why are they going into overtime with the Pelicans?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That's a great point, actually.
I was looking at the Pelicans and I was like, oh, I guess this team's not bad right now because everyone on their roster was injured earlier in the year, and that's when they were like really, really losing every single game. But right now they have McCollum, they have DeJounte Murray, they have Trey Murphy III, they have Herb Jones.
Have you seen the discussions around rejecting Zion's option?
Like player
option? You can't
option?
Do that.
Team, I think they have a team option.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the report that every single person on the roster is available to trade outside of Yves Missi and Herb Jones, I think.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Zion's just getting paid like going to be getting paid like top 10 guy in the league money.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait till him and Cooper Flagg are on the same team. Then it's all going to be fine.
But I don't think they tried to get rid of Ingram and no one wanted him.
So, yeah, nobody wants anybody on their team.
I would want Trey. If I was a team, I would want Trey Murphy.
Okay.
All right. What happened though? They weren't like they were playing. They got the second round of the play-in last year. Like what's going on? I just don't get the dramatic fall off.
Well, they just got injured again. Everyone just got injured again.
They're hurt every year.
Yeah, I know.
their best player, like the most unreliable humans on earth, like Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, and like CJ McCollum.
Yeah, but this is the same thing that always happens, though. And it feels like more
this
extreme.
Extent. They, I think people really liked like their role players, who like rightfully so last few years, but I don't think, they've been able to really sustain that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually a little now. I'm sort of reconsidering this Nuggets pick.
I'm not super confident in Denver.
Should we see who wins tonight and then go with who?
Put them in.
Yeah,
fuck them in.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You gotta think that Denver's favorited tonight too because they're at home and then.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, so the four leg money line parlay with the Nuggets is +598. And the four leg money line parlay with the Suns is +769. Tail after tonight.
When Boston loses and everyone else hits,
I will guarantee I'll put the mortgage on Boston.
Yeah, Boston, I mean, money line. 9 points doesn't seem like as much as you would think it would be. Like, the Sixers are horrible.
Yeah, but they're, I feel like they're sort of reluctant to put.
But we're taking the money line. It's like,
it's what is rare, minus, but like, I've seen the Wolves favored by like 12 points early in the year several times.
Minus 430 is not the worst thing in the world.
No.
Like, look at,
that's
look
terrible.
At.
Terrible. What the bet?
I mean, look at that's Green Bay bad. Tonight. It's like minus 110. Or no, sorry, minus 1100.
The Saints aren't playing real football. Like, we're not, like, what are we talking about?
I don't think the 76ers are playing real basketball.
The guy the Saints started at quarterback last week, they spent the week calling him gay because of one picture on the internet. It's not a serious organization right now. And these guys get paid to play basketball too.
9-17 Sixers, 22-6 Celtics.
Yeah, the Celtics.
Like Bulls had a gutsy loss against the Celtics a couple days ago.
Oh,
two gutsy losses in a row, actually.
Right. Yeah, I saw they were ahead for like most of that game.
Yeah, we were leading.
Yeah. Whatever. I think this. Yeah, I put the mortgage on the Celtics. Okay.
It's all the same.
Well, we'll wrap it there. It's nice and quick, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens tonight in Denver, and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Happy holidays!
Yes,
Merry Christmas! Happy Kwanzaa! Happy Hanukkah! Anything else?
Joyous Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed. Okay.